The International Committee of the Red Cross says the treatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, amounts to torture. That's according to a confidential report to the United States government. A memo on that report was obtained by the New York Times and reported by Neil Lewis of the Times, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So when this report says that the treatment of prisoners amounts to torture, what does that mean?
It means, according to the report, at least the summary of it, which I have, that the entire system of detention and interrogation, which are integrated, was designed to break down the will of the prisoners, and it involved physical as well as psychological coercion.
Physical coercion of what kind?
Well, the physical coercion is less frequent, as suggested in the report, than the psychological coercion, but it's mostly, it said there were some beatings.
And when you say psychological coercion, what was being done to the detainees?
Well, isolation, things to put the detainees in isolation for such a long time that they were dependent on the interrogators for all kinds of things. And there was a description of some of the things that I'd written about a month ago that were done to detainees at Guantanamo, such as subjecting them to loud and unremitting music and blaring at them and lights for hours while they're short shackled to a chair in a room.
Hmm. Now, doctors and medical workers were also allegedly involved in some behavior that they should not have been?
The report says that the interrogators were able to use information from doctors and medical workers at Guantanamo and describe that as a breach of medical ethics. That is, the description is that the medical staff at Guantanamo gave advice to interrogators and to a special team called the Biscuit Team that was used by interrogators to evaluate what the inmates' vulnerabilities were.
And there should normally be a line between doctors and interrogators, is what you're saying?
Well, the information should not be used to harm people, I believe, is the bright line. That is, medical confidentiality or patient-doctor confidentiality might not exist in a prison, but the information shouldn't be used to harm the inmates.
Now, it's really interesting that we're hearing about this at all, I guess, because ordinarily Red Cross findings are kept very private.
They are. The peculiar arrangement the Red Cross has with the United States government, as it has for decades with other governments, is for the privilege of inspecting detention camps and interviewing prisoners. It agrees not to make its findings public, but to pass its criticisms on to the government. So this was a confidential report to the United States government.
And now that it's coming out, what is the U.S. government saying about it?
They're not responding, to me anyway, not responding explicitly, but they have, again, as they have before, insisted that the people at Guantanamo are not mistreated and that the interrogations serve a useful purpose in the war against terrorism.
Mr. Lewis, thanks very much.
Okay.
Neil Lewis is a reporter for the New York Times. He's reporting in today's edition that the Red Cross alleges that there was action amounting to torture at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba.